Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to be studying section 6B today.
Okay.
You know how to get to it?
Yes. I just ran out of ink. I printed it because I missed last night. And first three pages didn't print, but looks like I've got the screen up, so it's okay.
Okay. Because I noticed on the landing page that I didn't have time to fix the... 6A and 6B are together, so that you don't go directly to 6B from the link. I have to fix that.
Mm-hmm. But, well, I just set the recording to see what you had done last night, and then went to that link, and chapter 6 and 7 are together, so it was no problem, whatever you didn't get to.
Understand. So let's start with the Lashem Yehud.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Lashem Yehud, good Shabbari, who is Kim Baby, Hilu, 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 Hilu. Leachta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavate, Yehuda, Shalim, Beshem, Ko Israel, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino amadonai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Ama atata le'aila min ani ad em asara me'ala le'tata shekinta tata adonai me'amoda. The Ensaita, the Ihu, Yud He Vav He, Ugin Daka, Kolil Lon Uvaket, Defor Kana, Medalad Al Hahara, Aharaim Da Memhe, Vileyat. Tariyam elavahan Vinun birach vetaya Ofaki behahu Zimna az yashir Moshe Mem kapet al hagevuot Ainun imchen Aleph hey yud hey Adonai, we go mer, the kola at kashir, the at kalil bachai, varachen bitsalota, iklilan bechai almin. Hadahu diktiv uvarakot l'rosh Tzadik ve'it kivod nevara Kegavna dikavod Na'atzel v'sitra dikavod nevara Amrim Yisrael digabe adon Al-Tola Im ka'avadim u'ma'asara dikvod dikvod netzel itmar b'chon im kavanim ihu alat al kolaliyat ela e'alya velatachotaya Vilale Arba Sitrin Yehu Ma Mala Kol Almin Le Yehu Yehu Yester Ashar Lekol Sitrin Ilam Mata Shatin Yatir Magabo Dishavi Lekol Had Mimada Dishavi Lekol Had Lekol Ahu Birshu Dileya Birshot Vaihayad Adonai Markava Luyud Hevave Uva Itata Vioth Haki Yud Hevav He Atata Ve Aleph Ke Yud Ke Limavari Alma Val Shem Yud Hevav He Ayehu Markava Limareya Leketer Ala Ila'a Ugida Ein Kadosh Keha alat alkola Tamir Ganis Batir Umeinaihuya Atfashat Nehoraya Al Yudhei Vavhei Ke Aleph Yehu Yehi Pachma He Hashem Bina Vav Kalil Sheet Sefirin Hashem Malchut Behai Hu Eat Pashta Totaya Mayala Litata Vi Afake Aki Pashat Nehoreya Al Yud Mem Adonai Matata The Allah Ad Ein Sof The Yitremez The Adonai Ein Ugin Da Yud Min Yud Aleph K Dalet Bav Nun He Yud Asara Asara Hakaf Daki Min Keter Umaria Yikala Leyat Beyatu Tiur Daot Venakoda Adahu Dikiv Vial Mi Hadami Yuna Viesho Vial Mi Tadami Yun Al umadimot ta'arako lo ihu di tiur Tarin hatvan tarin almin viat ta'at yud Tayir almadiyate uvaat adonai Almadin tadahadahu diktiv Ki biyud hei Hashem tzur olamim Yud hei vav hei Yud vav dalet hei aleph Vav aleph vav hei aleph Uma korim deko shemahan Inun yud vav dalet hei yud vav hei yud Yud Vav He Vav He Kol Yud Vav Dalet Aleph Yud He Vav Yud He Yud Ayehi Achazi Yud He Vav Ke Kol Aleph Achaze Aleph Ke Yud Ke Leila Adonai Letata Haka Shem Yud He Vav He Ihu bekonai bekanu ya ad begin de mineya Ishtakach k'navio aval mesitra v'yashe sifrim ivariya lav shem yudhevave v'kanoya tad hada udiktiv kol hanakara v'shemen v'shemi ulkavodi v'ratav v'domer haridayit v'ifrut v'itrakariyehu v'inun da'it adonai ait pareyu v'shem yudhevate v'shem adonai uvgin da'it shemahan v'mayim lechotama v'malaka v'vahon ishtamuda v'yud v'yokane v'malka umata runiyat nita v'yura mamash v'yit shemaychem v'yinun kegav nadira shimu ditzayura v'chotame v'shawa v'hakidechalim mehahu rashimu ta'alu hava malka mamash aval adon al kola yayit leya mikol alam tiyurim delal hada udiki v'yal mem edamin el v'gomer umaskara d'tziyurin dishu pamayud chazaka el kol ilein mareot v'chamei uvgin da'it mar b'chom udmut k'mara'a adam v'lo mare'a adam mamash ha'mare'a Hashamel v'lo hashmel k'mareya eshbeyat la'saviv u'mareya k'mot k'vod Hashem v'la k'vod Hashem mamash ela mareya tzion tziur diliya Petach v'yamar v'chaskel v'nevi'yor u'meshinatan v'gala'ah akamareot v'itgalin lach v'kahu l'gabach v'yarach satim u'vatagila v'yet galiya sayurin aval bistimu janayin v'yugna demalka umatronita kol sheken v'kol sheken ha'u delit leya v'yugna v'vagimeya Itmar hai kera leman tzadkaz tzir Beyad yukna Arur haish asher yaseh Pasul v'gomer V'sham v'sater V'saitru shel olam V'yafilu mikol madivar nash Yakili istakla v'ina v'afilu mikol diyukin v'achaze l'naveya zurat diyukna Dekalila bekama dechorim chadume mal verikeya asher al sham temara van tipirs demot pase daven tipir demot kise vehu Leila kegavna da alavatata ragaliv. Kama asa libeina. The patriarchs symbolize the levels of awareness of the divine experience that is flowing out, while the matriarchs similarly relate to the divine experience that is flowing in, mirroring the upward and out downward flow of Sephirot. When one visualizes the Tree of Life, there's right and left, and then there's center. But there's up and down, and then there's center. And this paragraph talking about the patriarchs and the matriarchs is really indicating that type, it's hinting to that type of consciousness. It is through Yesod that the thought of intention becomes transformed into the act of fulfillment. Each of the 18 blessings then becomes the support for the throne, the blessings of the head of the righteous that is internalized. Every thought that you have has its own destination and its own resting place that are determined by the intention placed behind each thought. The 18 blessings might be called the first fence of awareness that acts both to keep in holiness and to repel the evil inclination. They are like children in that they must be watched, they must be prayed over, and like servants because they serve the holy connection that is established above. They are called glory because they are ever increasing. Adonai is the chariot of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and it is wrapped in her. Even so, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is contained within Aleph-Heh Yud-Vav-Heh to create a world. But there, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is a supreme Keter to the chariot of Aleph-Dalet-Nun-Yud, Most High. And because of this, there is no Holy One like Hashem. Adonai is the chariot of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, since in the dual divine name, the latter is contained within the former, which is in turn the chariot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or that which has no name, the essence of divinity, continuously awakening to its own inner presence infinitely. The same kind of paradox resides within the seal, which is a depiction of the image of the image. What does this mean, and why consider the paradox in the first place? The meaning has to do with the symbolism that consciousness employs in its increasing levels of awareness. Yes, we cannot encompass the divine, although we most certainly can suggest by inference using the letters of Torah to give us an idea of what we are thinking about. Where we see the symbols, we can infer or envision the actual, which is exactly what Ezekiel's vision is all about. On a deeper level, we can consider the paradox, and yet even though it may come as a surprise, we do not have to figure it out completely. The answer is a moving target that is always coming into being, expanding and requiring greater and greater levels of comprehension. Therefore, it is enough to simply be aware of the movement and then infer by means of symbolic representation where we stand in relation to it, to the paradox. The thing is that we are not meant to make any graven image, because in doing so, we have limited the same thing that we are trying to understand, which is our own expansion of comprehension. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 26. And above the firmament that was over their heads, there was Aleph, like the appearance of sapphire stone, was the likeness of a throne. This covered sapphire and white sapphire is actually more like this above, like this, and beneath his feet, like a work of sapphire stone, and under his feet, like white sapphire, like this olive, and it is all one. It's the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? You all have a good evening. Tomorrow at 10:30 West Coast time, we will have a slichot. And at 4:30, we will have a class on the continuing the teachings of the Igeret Teshuvah, the study of the letter of Teshuvah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Ki Tetse. And at 8:30, we will have another Tikkuni Zohar class. I hope you'll join us for one or all of these classes. Shalom.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Shalom. Bon tov.